a good outcome for us. I think we worked hard enough to get a win tonight. I think it would have been a travesty if we hadn't got something out of that game. And on a few occasions, it looked like very much like we weren't going to get anything out of it. I feel our team and our players put too much into that not to get some value out of that tonight. And I wasn't particularly encouraged by what I saw out on the field. I thought we had to work really hard for anything we got. And I think we worked hard for things we didn't even get. So you can make what you want of that. A new team coming up into Division 1 who haven't been there for some time. They didn't go in with any sort of inferiority complex. They went there, okay, we know that Kerry are missing key figures in their team, of course. Really game winner people. But that didn't matter. We had to deal with what we had to deal with. And there were still lots of very good players to be dealt with there. And I think it's important that our boys give an A-game performance, and I think they did that, considering the elements and everything else, and considering, I suppose, how difficult we seemed to think it was to get frees. On many occasions, we felt now we were worth a whistle or two, and it didn't come. So it's difficult when you have to play through that in a very intense game like this. But look, at fair play to the players. They hung in there, and they never give up.
Could you just talk us through the process of the Glen players coming back and forth? What stage did you get a whiff that they might?
No, well, look, we always left it up to them. We didn't interfere with their run into the All-Ireland. We never asked them anything of them. We let them focus totally on the club championship, which went to the ultimate for them. And then when it was finished, we let them enjoy a night or two. And we just had a chat with them, like, that if they could come back and be with us, even just to be part, to integrate as part of the group again. So they did that on Wednesday night on their own, came back for a while, and then they joined us on Thursday night again. And we left it entirely up to them, and they were happy to put themselves forward and be considered for selection. And I think it's a great credit to them, given what they've been through this last 2 years, not just this year, but this last 2 years, and to come in and go into a game of this high altitude kind of performance. I think that they deserve great credit for just even putting themselves forward for it.
Mickey, how pleasing was it that you seemed to immediately respond every time in the second half to the body blows you received from Kerry, especially the two goals? There was always a response from Derry, even at the end, obviously, to go and win it.
Yeah, that was very probably the most pleasing thing of all, because they were sucker punches. We were in a degree of control in the game until we conceded the first goal. Then we hauled ourselves back into a good position again, got a second goal. So yeah, it's not easy to deal with that. In fact, the scramble to keep out the third goal maybe epitomised what they were about tonight, because anywhere else you'd have been 99 times out of 100 that was a third goal. But they just defied that. They defied the physics of letting that ball over the bar or onto the bar, and they kept it out. And I think that just epitomised the spirit that they played with tonight.
Mickey, some like 13 players from last year's championship, but what does tonight do for Cormac Murphy or Dermot Baker going to make their league debut? It was a packed house and it was a pressure game. And
yeah,
valuable, I suppose.
Well, that's it. I mean, the more time you can get into these men in these situations, it's going to help them. They're going to have that experience banked, and you have to do it bit by bit. You know, you have to go with the people who are experienced and have been there and done it as far as possible. And when they're not all available or off form a wee bit, then it's good to have people to introduce and give them game time, give them experience. It's all good.
And finally, would Owen McAvoy be any closer by next week, or any more further on with the news there?
I can't tell for sure. I just know that he wasn't able to be even part of anything tonight. Another 7 days, I really don't know. I'm not a medic, so I'll leave that to them.